This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. We are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOC-DALI. So the end of masks looks like it's coming soon, only temporarily, because if there's another flu or something else that comes, we're going to all have to probably be back in masks. But fascinating in terms of how we might, in this phase of our mask mandates and restrictions and all that, might have kind of gotten that nail in the coffin from our celebrities who at the Super Bowl, along with Mayor Garcetti, were not wearing masks. Now, I don't like that being a story. You know, when you hear, oh my gosh, you know, Matt Damon didn't wear a mask, J-Lo didn't wear a mask, Ben Affleck didn't wear a mask, Charlize Theron didn't wear a mask, LeBron James didn't wear a mask. I don't care about that, you know, because I get what celebrities do. Celebrities want to show that they were there. You know, when celebrities wore masks, they realized people didn't know who they were. And they wanted to make sure people saw them. Not so much for the paparazzi, but so other celebrities see them. Remember, being a celebrity, and you know, I don't consider myself one by any means, but you do have to have relevancy, you have to be current, and you need to be seen among, I guess, other celebrities in the celebrity world to be able to hopefully still keep that celebrity status. Now, you would think somebody of the likes of Matt Damon, Ben Affleck, all that, they don't need that, you know, but it's a, I think Prince Harry was there too without a mask. So all these people who have kind of been social justice warriors and trying to, you know, support California and their mandates obviously didn't look like they were practicing what they preached. And then of course Mayor Garcetti not wearing one. I mean, what, he held his breath the whole time? And it's frustrating because these are rules that are hurting our kids. We've had time and time again publications say, look, you know, kids need to see faces. Kids might not want to have their breathing orifices covered. You know, did you see that one video in a Las Vegas school where the teacher goes, hey, kids, I got good news. Tomorrow, no more masks ever. We don't have to wear masks again. And the kids go, yay. And one kid just ripped it off and they were dancing. They looked like they were six-year-olds. And they were just, I mean, you know, and you saw this, yet you see these celebrities and you see them touting, oh, yeah, you know, go get vaccinated, go get your mask, go get this. And mind you, I support the vaccine, but don't be on your high horse acting like you are better than others while everybody is still, until today in California, having to wear a mask. You don't have to. Plus, the other thing, too, that kind of bothered me is these masks, these KN95s, I understand they're from China, but let's say they passed all of America's tests. These thousands of masks were passed out during the Super Bowl, and those could have been used for countries or for areas that are low on masks. I mean, it took 2 years for us to finally get access to real masks, not the bandanas we were putting on our faces, and so, or ski stuff, whatever we were doing, or scarves. And so all these masks were passed out at the Super Bowl, and fans and people weren't wearing them anyway. Well, because one is it was stupid to enforce. You couldn't enforce it. There weren't enough enforcement. I think people are done with masks. So the good news is, you know, the hypocrisy that we're seeing with celebrities and public officials in California might finally translate into no more laws. If the public officials don't want to have to abide by the laws, they might not make these draconian laws. But on the flip side, I'm a little concerned because what if we do have an infectious disease that comes where I'm like, guys, all right, I think we do need to mask up. You know, I think this is the one that you need to have as much of, I mean, I agree you needed a barrier against COVID, but what we were given, or we weren't given anything, so what we were using was half-assed. But I've always been in support of an N95 mask being used if you have one, by your own choice, okay? But I want to be able to tell you guys, if the poop hits the fan and we get something nastier, this avian flu turns, you know, into something that does affect humans pretty rapidly, and it does have a higher mortality. Coughs, cold, body aches, but it does cause a severe respiratory syndrome. My concern is if I say, all right, guys, you know what? I think now's the time, you know, to wear a mask. People are so fed up with what happened that they're going to be like, no, don't even bring it up. See, that's the problem we have with COVID. I told you guys from the way beginning. I go, if we abuse public health measures, then when we really need to reinstitute them again, people are going to be like, you know, what is it? You fool me once, you know, I'm a fool me twice. I forget that, you know, yeah. So I think you have a lot of people out there that are, I got to get my analogies and sayings better, are going to be like, no, I'm done. And that's been my problem. Because people are like, oh, Dr. Dahlia, are you against masks? Are you against vaccines? I've never been against masks or vaccines. I've worn masks in the medical office. I think masks are fantastic if they're the right one. I also think vaccines are fantastic. I'm just against mandates. And the reason why I'm against mandates is because it hurts future public health campaigns. I mean, Americans aren't stupid. I mean, some might be, but as a whole, Americans are smart, and I see them. If they don't want to get sick, if they see that their loved ones are in the hospital, they're going to want to stay away from the virus. You don't have to force them out of work. You don't have to fire them. You don't have to threaten them with getting arrested for paddleboarding in a river. I mean, and that's what we did. So now we have such a movement to be anti anything that the government recommends in terms of mandates, that when the poop hits the fan, then, and a public official, let's say Fauci is still in power, and Fauci goes, hey guys, I want you to do this, nobody's listening to him. Nobody's taking him seriously. So who out there are you going to trust if they say, look guys, I'm worried about this? Look guys, I'm worried. You know, and so, you know, I get celebrities, they want to be seen. I get that. And they want to feel like they're above everybody else. And so I'm not surprised by that, but they better not be during the midterms touting, oh, you need to listen to everything, you know, Biden and Fauci say. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. And big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, our producer today. So James says, I don't want to use the COVID test kits because I don't want anybody having access to my DNA. Now, he goes a little bit further into how they don't work and he thinks they're a waste of time. But this is an interesting topic. When we do COVID test kits, is our DNA being collected and sampled and taken and kept and all that? I can't answer that for you. I mean, obviously, if you do a test kit and it gets, if you do a test in a drive-up place, they swab you. And they test you for COVID. There is a sample. But keep in mind, we have done samples for years. I don't know if you guys had this in your neck of the woods, but I got married in L.A. And to get married in L.A., you had to do a blood test. And we had to do a syphilis and HIV test. And I didn't care because I'm like, I don't have it, you know. You know, I think Corey was like, you know, gosh, you know, he's trying to think back as to any girlfriend he prior had. And we passed and we were fine. But when you do a blood test, there's samples of your DNA already. So if some of you are like, well, there's no way I want to do a COVID test because I don't want anybody having access to my DNA, there's so many other ways your DNA could be already collected and stored. A pap smear. I mean, those pap smear samples, I think those are stored for a long time. So I have like 20, 30 years of pap smears. Yeah, I'll try to get a hold of them. Show you the slides. I'm sure the pathologist is like, oh God, we gotta teach medical students about this one. Now, I was a pretty good girl, so I had pretty much very uninteresting pathology down there. So nothing exciting. Trust me, nothing exciting. Like, my husband can even tell you there's nothing exciting about anything below the belt. So, but I understand. I understand you're getting a sample done. That sample is being collected. It is going to a state agency. The CDC could have access to it. You know, I mean, are they collecting data? There's been many rumors about what's been going on with China. China collecting data on us. If any of our data gets shared with China, could China have our DNA? I bet they already have a means to collect our DNA. I mean, you know, when we touch things, I just really believe that if somebody wants access to it, they have access to it. But I get your frustration. It's just, you know, just like our privacy. People are like, okay, well, you know what? I am never again going to go on Google because I'll lose. They have anybody that wanted anything on you already has it. And I think the reason why I have a much different attitudes towards our privacy is because I worked for the government. I had family members that worked for the government. It is amazing what they have on us unknowingly. And so we're always being watched. We're always being, you know, so you might think, you know what, I'm going to keep my head low. I'm just going to do my job. I'm going to just go fly, see my family member, go back. Anybody who flies now is being screened very thoroughly. You're always being watched. You're always, you know, somebody committing a crime and then possibly standing next to you at a supermarket. You're going to be checked out to see if you could have possibly been an accomplice. If you had any, you know, like there was, I had two patients who ended up killing, I believe, a person that they had a menage a trois with. And they called me needing, I guess, they wanted documentation that I prescribed something for them that I didn't do. And they ended up in jail. And, I mean, they were a nice couple, but I'm not sure what happened. Roid rage, not sure what's going on. And they were kind of relatively famous at the time. And, you know, I said, look, I can't do that. It's unethical. No, sorry. But you could bet that the police had already looked at anything that they had done or I had done as their doctor. And it just, before you even think about it, it's already been done. So if you feel like you have a disease, don't be fearful of going in and getting, you know, examined and all that because, oh, no, somebody will have my DNA. If they want it, they have it already. You know, I know a lot of people didn't want to get the vaccine because they thought it would be traced. The reason why that didn't, and mind you, I am open to all theories because I have seen, you know, bad things happen. Bad things have happened to my family with the Holocaust and all that. I don't underestimate or keep my guard down with anything or anybody. But the reason why I didn't panic about a vaccine having a tracker on it is one is I understand mRNA vaccines, but the other is we could be tracked without the need to vaccine. We're tracked anyway. Our cell phone pings us all the time, our computers, we're already pinged and watch. So I really don't see that being a,
you know, now again, maybe some of you thought, well, no, because they inject something into you that could later detonate. Okay, I can't say that that's what, I don't think so. You know, I don't think it's like those movies where they, you know, you have this tracker, or I don't see it as that. But I just, like I said, if anybody does want to kill us, they could kill us already. They have that means. They know where we are. We're not looking up at the building. We're not looking at the window for a sniper. You know, that's why I'm not going to be paranoid about it. I'm going to go through life. I'm going to live life the best I can. And if there's an entity out there that wants to get rid of us, I'm just hoping that our government is on top of it. And it looks like they have nailed, you know, and foiled some terrorist attacks. But, I mean, I was face-to-face with a 9/11 terrorist. I had no idea I was. I mean, you know, we are, you know, I told you he had, before they went to bomb the World Trade Centers, they were in Las Vegas. And so one of them went into an urgent care that I was in. And I saw him as a patient. Who knew? I didn't know until I saw his face on TV days later. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you might think you're going to escape it, just like with COVID. Look at how you all tried to escape COVID. I'm going to do what the government says. I'm going to wear my mask. I'm going to get my vaccine. I'm going to social distance, and I won't get COVID. And people, this is what Omicron did. Omicron was huge, a watershed moment in COVID, because vaccinated, triple vax. Isn't Camilla, who's triple vax now, dealing with COVID in the UK? Triple vaccinated people wearing masks, people social distancing, rich, poor, whatever, ended up getting COVID anyway. And so, you know, if COVID wants to get you, it's going to get you. You don't have the control that you think you do. It's frustrating. I get it. I get that some of you are frustrated you don't have the control. I understand that. I'm frustrated by that, too. We like to think we're in control. Governments like to make us think, oh, yeah, you know, you have the power to get the vaccine. You have the power to put on them. We're not in control. We are being run and manipulated all the time. Now, speaking of DNA, San Francisco police had used a rape kit's DNA to link a woman to a crime years later. And now people are concerned that people won't want to get rape kits. So when a woman, I guess, committed a crime, the police in San Francisco had previous DNA on her because of a rape kit. Now, the city's district attorney alleged that that's how they were able to figure out who, you know, who did the crime, whatever. And that is now leading to fears that the practice will deter sexual assault victims from coming forward. Sexual assault victims may not want a rape kit done, and they might not want that DNA. Now, we do the rape kit because, one, we want to see if you have any diseases. We want to, you know, look at the trauma. We want to get samples of possibly, you know, the perpetrator, the criminal. And a lot of women are like, I'll pass. Rape kit. It just doesn't sound exciting to them. It just doesn't sound very, you know, I recommend you get raped. I recommend you let a provider do that. And it's from very specially trained people. But many people are concerned that if their DNA is collected and they perform a crime later, it could get them in trouble. Now, I mean, first of all, nobody should be performing crimes. Nobody should be committing crimes. You know? But that's where a DNA sample could be used against you later, I guess. 1-877, Dr. Dolly.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
In an update to the tensions going on between Russia and Ukraine, Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby says the United States military is ready if Vladimir Putin decides to invade the Ukraine.
Our contribution to the NATO response force, should it be called, should it be activated, they'll be ready to go. We continue to see him advance his readiness and improve his capabilities and provide himself more options should he decide to take military action in Ukraine.
The Russian buildup continues with over 130,000 troops stationed at the three borders to Ukraine. A candidate for Louisville's Metro Council, Quintenez Brown, now stands charged with attempted murder, accused of opening fire on mayoral candidate Craig Greenberg at his campaign headquarters. Greenberg told reporters he was shaken but safe after the attack. Police apprehended the suspect near the campaign headquarters shortly after the attempted shooting. This is USA Radio News. Wholesale inflation in the United States exploded again last month, rising 9.7% from a year earlier, in a sign that price pressures remain high at all levels of the economy. The Labor Department said that its producer price index, which measures inflation before it reaches consumers, jumped just over 1% from December. The year-over-year increase was down from the record 9.8 recorded in both November and December, but was well above what the Biden administration's economists were expecting. Last week, the government reported that inflation at the consumer level has already soared in the past year at its highest rate in more than four decades. The White House announced a new task force to promote the construction use of materials with lower life cycle emissions as it works to speed U.S. government purchases of greener products. The move comes after President Joe Biden said that the government, which buys goods and services worth more than $650 billion each year, will cut emissions by 65% by 2030. This is USA Radio News.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI. 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. And big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. All right. And I really, really appreciate you guys. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right. So I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And every time I fly back
to Las Vegas, I get to see the Grand Canyon.
Especially when I fly back from the east. Or I get to see the desert. And it's just desert after desert after desert. And
it just looks like we're getting drier and drier.
And that in the west it's getting drier and drier, but in the east, especially Florida, it's getting wetter and wetter. And I think there's a shift. We've spoken about that. The problem is we still need rain. We still need to get some precipitation. We need the Colorado. I need, in Vegas, we need the Colorado River. We need the snowpack in Colorado, the Rockies, to be able to feed the Colorado River. And the Colorado River is just getting smaller and smaller. We have Lake Mead, there's Lake Powell, and our lakes are at very dangerous levels. And so, in my neck of the woods, there's going to be a lot of water restrictions.
And already I have been doing my part. I've been, you know, not flushing the toilet as much. When I wash the dishes, I'll wash the dish, shut the water off, then I'll turn it back on for the next dish. I won't just leave it on. I've been combining loads of laundry. I mean, I'm doing what I can just because we got to get the family used to using less water because it's going to happen. But a study published in Nature Climate Change has found from the period of the year 2000 to 2021, it was the driest in 1,200 years. They say last year's drought severity was, quote-unquote, exceptional, researchers said, and all indications are the extreme conditions are going to continue through 2022. This is according to CNN. They blame it on human-caused climate crisis. There's a study in Nature Climate Change that says human-caused climate crisis has made the mega drought 72% worse. Burning fossil fuels have a direct impact on water availability, they say, which for the past two decades has been characterized by dry weather with hopeful but fleeting bursts of precipitation. They said in Los Angeles there were 10 inches of rain. It was the second wettest month on record for the city, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. But there was no, you know, major relief from the drought. The jet stream did not have more lined up for the new year. Last month, less than a tenth of an inch fell in L.A., making it the eighth driest January on record for the city. Halfway through February, things are only getting worse. This year, they say, is already off to a record dry start, and they say fluctuations like these are becoming more pronounced due to climate change. They say there's good documentation. In fact, there is less rainfall. What seems to be happening, according to most of the climate scientists, is we are getting longer, drier periods. The irony is those longer, drier periods are punctuated by very intense storm events. So basically, rather than, you know, it being, all right, well, it's rainy and, you know, we have our rainy days and, you know, that's, you know, it's just you get a dump and then it's dry. It's more of a, rather than kind of circling the equator, a very polar type of pendulum swinging weather patterns. And so Park Williams, a climate scientist at UCLA, said, I love the name Park, said the studies, was the study's lead author, said it'll take several years of above average rain and snowfall to cut through the mega drought. It's extremely unlikely that this drought can be ended by one wet year. So how do you capture the rain? How do you save it for later? That's something we talked about a while back, and CNN talks about it here. They say officials in L.A. are acutely aware of the water fluctuations and are trying to capture every drop possible. L.A. County has dug several large open dirt basins known as spreading grounds to absorb rainfall and recharge underground aquifers. The basins also take in water diverted from dams. They said when we know what we're going to get, that we're going to get significant storms in the L.A. area, we work really closely with L.A. County Flood Control. That has always been something that I've been frustrated with, where you get this flooding and you see the runoff. And, you know, because, you know, I was born in L.A., but I grew up in Phoenix and Vegas and moved multiple times throughout the area because, you know, my dad had gambled. And so I would see, you know, we're in the desert, and then you would see the flooding and the runoffs. And I'm like, there's water. Can't you capture this water, grab this water, and save it for a rainy day or a non-rainy day? And I'm not ever sure what happened with that, but it looks like now they are trying to do that. They say if you happen to have a lot of water stored in their flood control dams, they could release that water ahead of time, given an opportunity to percolate and make room in those dams and the reservoirs to be able to collect the water that's coming in at the same time. So they say the water's slow journey of filtering down through the soil into the aquifers also cleans the water. When we pump it later on, we treat it again, and then it goes into our water distribution system, and it'll get treated again. So apparently in L.A., they have a rigorous water treatment program. When you talk about water, it's something very personal to people. It's something you put into your body. And I know people are going, wait a second, L.A.? L.A. has ocean access. Yeah, that's what frustrates us Nevadans, because we're losing water to California. And California is right on the Pacific. But unless they have desalination and they have means to utilize water, they're nearby. They instead use the Colorado. So They say ultimately Los Angeles is working on becoming less dependent on imported water. 90% of water used in L.A. is imported from Northern California, the Sierra Nevadas, and the Colorado River Basin. So they want to, by the year 2035, have 70% of the city's water locally sourced. They say one of our major focuses is on recycled water, and in fact, this is a goal that the city of Los Angeles has to recycle 100% of all its wastewater, meaning when you potty, that water hopefully will be cleaned and reused. That will help us provide a local source of water that is sustainable and consistent. Now, they say the recycled water is coming from wastewater collection system across our whole network of 6,500 miles of sewers. So it's coming from all the residents and commercial businesses. It's all the stuff and then breaking it out and then cleaning it up after that. So I know a lot of you guys are freaked out about that, but that's kind of where our water is going to be coming from. They said the water is treated to very high purity, better than distilled water, before it is supplied for groundwater infiltration, which is later pumped up, treated, and used for drinking water. L.A. Sanitation and Environment is already treating and supplying up to 12 million gallons a day to the aquifers. They are planning to boost the figure to more than 200 million gallons a day. So it's called Hyper Ion Water Reclamation Plant. And they say it's one of the largest treatment plants in the country, and the water right now is being treated and discharged. Right now, they're losing it to Santa Monica Bay. So they want to be able to somehow keep the water, use it, recycle it. So we'll see what happens. You know, in terms of greenhouse gases and climate prediction and climate change, they say the world is unlikely, in another study, to actually reach worst-case scenario of climate change by the end of the century. According to a new study, they said our efforts to reduce emissions are helping. But the Paris Climate Agreement goal to limit global warming this century to 3.6 degrees Fahrenheit over pre-industrial temperatures was set back in December 2015. It urged nations to take action to reduce emissions, greenhouse gases, in order to try to stop some of these extreme climate changes. They expected temperatures would rise up 9 degrees Fahrenheit. But a new study from University of Colorado Boulder looked at the latest data on emission levels and found that those extreme temperatures that would have led to a sharp rise in extreme weather events and sea levels are no longer plausible. The researchers found that the extreme scenarios and temperature increase predictions, according to Daily Mail, were based on outdated data from 15 years ago and didn't take into account recent efforts and a move towards renewable energy. So I know someone's going to read it as, okay, so you see it's BS. It's not going to happen. Yes, I really feel it's more than what we're doing. You know, I want us to help protect our environment, but I think there's a lot more forces that we can't control. But we might not have as much control as thought, which is something I've said since the beginning. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Welcome back to the third annual Poker Showdown. Looks like our newcomer has gone all in.
And next up, we have last year's reigning champ. Oh, wait. This just in. He's not here. He's getting a haircut.
Well, Tina, it's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Supercuts?
Supercuts. And he's back.
Wow, that was fast.
Yep, I just checked in on the app. Supercuts always gets me right in and out.
He has the cut, but does he have the card? Yes! The Royal Flush!
It's not just any haircut. It's Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. SaveGCN.com. You may click Follow, Share, Give, and Pray. You may select all of those choices. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So they believe that scientists might have cured a woman of HIV. Now, this has happened in a couple men in the past, so this would be the first woman to have been cured of HIV, and it is pretty cool how they did this. So this is a research team in America. And building on past successes, as well as failures in the HIV research field, the scientists used a cutting-edge stem cell transplant method that they think is going to expand the pool of people who they could hopefully cure from HIV. Now, HIV has not been ignored throughout the COVID pandemic, but there really hasn't been a lot of discussions or attention given to it. And so, to the degree in the media. And so, you know, people think, oh, yeah, the only thing that existed now is COVID. And many questions have, you know, surrounded, well, you know, wait a second. You know, we use similar technology you know, with antivirals and coming up with Paxlovid and things like that, you know, very similar to the antivirals or the retrovirals we used for HIV. You know, how's HIV fared in all this? Any you know, new news in HIV? Well, I'll take this news. This is pretty cool. So there is a club that includes three men who scientists have allegedly cured of HIV. Researchers also know of two women whose own immune system have apparently vanquished the virus, according to NBC News. Now, Carl Diefenbach, director of the Division of AIDS at the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, one of the multiple divisions of NIH that funds the research network behind the study, told NBC News that the accumulation of repeated apparent triumphs in curing HIV continues to provide hope. That's pretty damn cool. They said it's important that there continues to be success along this line. So in the first case of what they thought was successful was there was an American man, Timothy Ray Brown, and they treated him for acute myeloid leukemia, or AML. He got a stem cell transplant from a donor who had a rare genetic abnormality that grants the immune cells that HIV targets just some natural resistance. And they say the strategy in Brown's case, this was talked about in 2008, has since apparently cured another two people of HIV, but might have also failed, though, in a bunch of others. So basically what happened is this guy's immune system, he got a transplant, in a way. He got a stem cell transplant. Those cells made new immune cells, and those immune cells just happened to be HIV resistant. Because remember, HIV is one of those super smart viruses, and what do they decide to attack? They decide to attack the only cell that could kill it, the immune cells. So it's a tricky, wily son of a gun of a virus. Much smarter than COVID, HIV. Now, they say this therapeutic process is meant to replace an individual's immune system with another person's. In this case, they were trying to treat his AML as cancer, but also found that they were also able to cure HIV. So what happens? Well, in order for this to work, you need the person's regular immune system or dysfunctioning immune system to not interfere. So they almost have to destroy the original immune system. Now, many times that does get destroyed with chemo or irradiation. They say the hope is that this also destroys as many immune cells as possible, as HIV, remember, can hide not only in T cells but also macrophages. Remember there was that study a few years back? And so HIV can hide in other cells. So you need to make sure that you can find hidden HIV, because HIV will hide out. I told you it's a smart son of a gun, and then it'll come out and then infect cells that are, you know, thinking like a Trojan, like the Trojan horse. So provided the transplanted HIV-resistant stem cells engraft properly, meaning they stick, they hold, and the body doesn't reject them, new viral copies that might emerge from any remaining infected cells will be unable to infect any other immune cells, because those immune cells are resistant to HIV getting in. See, because what they're saying is if HIV hides out and you get this treatment, the reason why a lot of treatments fail is HIV hides out, rides out the storm, and then decides to come out. But if your new cells that get transplanted into you stick, or the stem cells that are able to make new cells, they stick and they stick around, then when HIV does decide to pop its head out, you could fight it. Now, according to NBC News, they say it is unethical, experts stress, to attempt an HIV cure through a stem cell transplant. Stem cell transplant, they said, could be toxic, could be sometimes fatal. And anyone who does not have a potentially fatal cancer or other condition that already makes them a candidate for such risky treatment. Dr. Deborah Purcell, a pediatric infectious disease specialist at Johns Hopkins, chairs the committee behind this new case study, says, although we're very excited, the stem cell treatment method is still not a feasible strategy for all but a handful of the millions of people living with HIV. So even though this is pretty damn cool what they're able to do, it's still not 100%. So the New York patient is what the woman is being called. She got her treatment at New York Presbyterian Weill Cornell Medical Center. She was diagnosed with HIV back in 2013, but she got leukemia in 2017. So because she got leukemia, they could use that as a reason, I guess, to do the transplant, the stem cell transplant. And leukemia is blood cancer. It's where the blood cells grow improperly. And so Bryson and Persona have partnered with the network of other researchers to conduct lab tests to evaluate her. And I see the team. They're all happy. They're smiling. They're standing there in New York. They look good. And so now what they want to do is obviously look to see if there's another, you know, another application for this or a way to do it that doesn't necessarily have to require somebody having cancer. They say traditionally such a donor must have a close enough human leukocyte antigen, or HLA, match to maximize the likelihood that the stem cell transplant won't be rejected, will engraft. The donor must also have a rare genetic abnormality conferring HIV resistance. So you can't just get anybody's stem cells. The people donating this has to have that rare genetic abnormality that just happens to give you, if you end up getting this, that protection. So they say the genetic abnormality occurs in people with Northern European ancestry, even among people native to that area, but it's at a rate of 1%. So finding a suitable stem cell donor is low. African Americans, however, comprise nearly 40% of the 1.2 million with HIV. Hispanics, about 25%. Whites, 28%. So, you know, it's going to be interesting to see, you know, how they can hopefully harness this and be able to use it. So another procedure is called the haplocord transplant. So with that, it was developed by the Cornell team for people with blood malignancies who lack HLA-identical donors. The cancer patient receives a transplant of umbilical cord blood. The umbilical cord blood also contains stem cells. And then a day later, they get the larger graft of adult stem cells. The adult stem cells course rapidly, but over time, they get replaced with the cord blood cells. So compared with adult stem cells, the cord blood is more adaptable. It requires less of that HLA match, but it doesn't yield enough cells to be effective as a cancer treatment. So they use it for pediatric oncology, tough to use for adults and without the stem cell. So in haplocord transplants, the additional transplantation of stem cells from an adult donor, which gives a whole bunch of cells, can compensate for the scarcity of the cord blood cells. So they're working on it. I know it now. This New York patient was mixed race, and so it was able to, because that's the thing, they're trying to find how, if you don't have a full HLA match, there was a partial match, how to make this work. But they paired a transplant of cells with other stem cells, and they were able to, I guess, make it work. So it's cool stuff. We're getting there. 1-877-DR-DELLY.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.